we get so confused, and we don't address it like I said. It wasn't just homosexuality that was having the Sodom and Gomorrah, right? It was exactly. Fornication, it was adultery, all that kind of thing. So, if you're going to say burn.
Then you burn the rest?
Exactly. And you might have to burn themselves during the pause. Yeah, a lot of churches are very nice. Well, we as a church body bury our heads in the sand and they're just like, no, come back soon.
It's the same situation that you get now in the church. Mm. Men don't really get called up. He does something, brother so and so. He fell. He's gonna have his time. And then that's it, it's over with. Woman does it, she's shunned, she's in the back of the church forever. Unless she's got a little position, then she's shunned for like the rest of her life.
We all make mistakes, you got the girl pregnant. Mm-hmm. Don't get it twisted. Mm-hmm. It's not one mistake and by accident it happened, then it's one night, yeah? It's not about how you treat her, it's about her life has changed forever. Yeah. Forever, ever, ever. But birth a baby, it's her, it's responsibility. She can't get rid of it. You hear me?
We did a survey on a conference saying that when Christians come, their porn searches just go through the roof.
In our society, we don't deal with none of those things. We don't deal with homosexuality because it doesn't happen in the church. We don't deal with abortions because they don't happen in the church. We don't. Because no one ain't got AIDS, and if you did catch AIDS, well, God will heal you to a good place.
Yes. How are people going to get educated if they don't want to talk about it in the first place? Yeah, but I think people are too scared of what they might find, and scared of what they would have to go through in order to get educated to deal with it.
Ignorance is bliss, eh?
Exactly.
But isn't it just as wrong for us to be reluctant to get educated and say, oh, you know what, I'd rather stay ignorant?
We live in a society where it says that young black males are most at risk of having mental health issues. Our church don't deal with none of those things. When we decided to start thinking about just sex alone, how it affects a person in the church, the door shut. Like we said, it's in everything. Sex sells everything in today's modern society.
Sorry, but this day and age, the Ten Commandments ain't gonna cut it when you've got a young teenager who's maybe got divorced parents, she's brokenhearted, she comes to the church because she doesn't see her father ever, and she sees Jesus and she's like, oh, this is the man. But before then, maybe she used to go to men for love, but she gives sex because that's she gets this care in return. Your parents think you're this perfect Christian child, and that's pressure.
Where in the Bible did Jesus counsel or educate anyone? Like, he healed and laid hands and all them things, but where in the Bible, give me an instance where Jesus said, right, put this on in counseling.
We gotta look at why do people struggle with having the truth put in their face every week, but then do wrong next week.
Boy, we need to really look at this issue, and it's not gonna be nice. There's not many nice things in there. The woman's being exploited. However you wanna sell it, as Christians, then you've got to get involved. As much as we believe it, hallelujahs, Hail Marys, 121st Psalms, these things ain't gonna help our kids unless we're progressive against what's going on out there.